You are listening to Satellite Sisters. This is our weekly recap of the CBS drama, Madam Secretary. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I'm with my sister Julie Dolan in Dallas, Texas. It is Election Day, but here at Satellite Sisters, it's Madam Secretary Day. And Julie, this was a fantastic episode, I thought. I loved the French Revolution.
Vive la France, Leanne. I mean, as soon as that was the country that we were going to be swirling around with at Madam Secretary, I was like, all in. Because you know that's going to be good. You know there's just, there's a lot of material to work with.
Formidable, Jewel. Formidable. I mean, let's face it. We had the French state dinner looming. I have like six exclamation points, you know, writing the notes. French state dinner. This is going to be great. And then we had Lafayette and cognac and freedom fries and band cheese and the empty crepe and Corsican, you know, references. Vive la France. They're just our favorite frenemies, aren't they?
They certainly are, you know, and I think that we could just count on like that. Just the fact that they were having a state dinner. I was really excited to see how they were going to do that, to see the whole State Department staff all dressed up. I was hoping for a song, Leanne. We didn't get a song, but hopefully the
like
holidays.
One day more from Les Mis. That would have been awesome for Patina.
Oh my gosh, Leanne!
Can you believe how great that would have been?
Oh, I know, Leanne.
That's a missed opportunity.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. No, it was as soon as they said state dinner. I'm sure you were thinking the same thing. Is Bess going to do an updo? You know, right? We were concerned about Bess's hair, and she did not do an updo, did she?
That was a tragedy. A tragedy. I have that underlined and highlighted. No updo at the state dinner, okay? We'll get to that, Leanne. Because it came at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But it was just a giant blunder, okay?
But first, she did a lot of deal-making. She was putting it together. Our gal, Bess, was taking charge of this situation. She was taking charge of men who were like falling down and weeping at her feet and going hysterical and, you know, people who couldn't decide anything and faking stomach flus. And Bess was the one in charge. So we had three storylines working this week. We had the first one, which is I see London, I see France, I see NATO's underpants. Okay. It was just basically the French president and the foreign minister coming to Washington, D.C. for 4 days. Of we love France, even though France has a new socialist leader and he's not too big on America and is a nationalist and wants to drop out of NATO, and the U.S. has to walk this very fine diplomatic line. Okay, the second storyline is Black Dog Station, and we learned that there is something called a spy code. Did you know about that, Julie?
I was not aware of that, Leanne, but we definitely have to get involved with that. Yes. And Henry was going out of his mind at Black Dog Station.
Yeah.
Yelling to just screw protocols, right? He was just, he wanted to just bust out of all, you know, sort of formal, well-established lanes of espionage. He wanted to do what he needed to do.
All right. And then we had the home front domestic storyline. You know, we've had the stalker for four episodes now. And this time the stalker storyline wraps up, and it's basically stalkers meet donors, donors meet stalkers. An unexpected twist to that story. Like, we had speculated it was the Russians, or maybe it was the British boyfriend that I don't like very much and want to blame for everything. But no, it wasn't that at all. It was just some hack hired by the big donor. And then we had an outstanding binders full of blouses, I thought, on this show. Many outfits that we need to comment on. And then, Julie, we had the bath scene.
Whoa. Were you shocked? I was shocked, Leanne. I just did not expect to see Henry in a towel and Bess in the tub.
I mean, I'm blushing now. Like, I felt like we were really just like watching something we shouldn't be watching. Like, that was a more intimate scene than much more intimate scenes, if you know what I mean. I mean, that was just like, whoa. I mean, okay, we're going to talk about that later. But it was funny on the Satellite Sisters group page. I watch on the West Coast, you know, so the East Coast viewers just posted this cryptic, like, can't wait to hear Leanne and Julie discuss a certain scene. That's the scene. I mean,
that is the scene.
Yeah.
I just,
It's like, I'm almost shocked they agreed to do that scene. I mean, I know they're actors and they're playing characters, but we also know in real life they're real people who are dating each other. So we're going to get to the bath scene.
Yes, that's maybe that's why it seems so real. I know. They were really hanging around in a bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Discussing foreign policy, you know, as I know you and your husband usually do, and as do I. Honey, put on this towel and let's discuss foreign policy. All right, so let's start with I See London, I See France, I See NATO's underpants. So France comes to D.C. The new French president is a real nationalist, you know, strands of everything that's happening kind of with the Brexit and Europe, you know, pulling together, just looking inward instead of outward. He wants to get out of NATO. We've heard that in our own elections here. So it's going to be a 4-day party, but not really, because it's kind of a lot of fine diplomatic moves so that the U.S., you know, keeps the French president close, but doesn't support him getting out of NATO. They're really trying to save NATO. In the meantime, we know that there's some background because at one point, Jay, you know, trusted advisor to Madam Secretary, his emails were hacked and he called the French foreign minister an empty crep, which is funny.
That was a funny line. And I was just interested that given all the email hoo-ha that's been going on, that they were able to get that reference in there. But people took it very seriously. France was very upset. They were still offended, even though people had apologized for calling him the empty crepe. But there you have it. So, you know, the French are always difficult. And I think they played this role well, as, you know, showing up and then pretending to be sick, like they weren't going to go to the state dinner. And there was so much suspense associated with this storyline, Lee. And I was like, we better get to see that state dinner.
I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Pull yourself together, Frenchie.
Mr. President, get out of that bed, you know. And Nadine had to do everything. She even had to speak French. We had subtitles in the show. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point when they were, you know, honoring the great contributions of Lafayette, the French general, on some revolutionary battleground, Patina Miller was behind. She was like directing the cast of 1776. Did you see her?
I saw that. She was very, very busy back there in the background. Yes. You're just all, you know, telling those guys with the muskets what to do. So, I do love it when Bess gives a speech. I mean, those are some of the better scenes when she's standing up as Madam Secretary, giving a great speech about democracy and the French and our coalition and what was, you know, what our history is together. That was very, I know it's TV, but it was very inspiring.
It is inspiring. TV is generally inspiring, I think, Julie. Yeah. So she manages to do all that, but then sort of pull the French foreign minister aside and really threaten him and get exactly what she wants. Now, Henry's storyline is crossing over here. The French agent has been captured, you know, getting the antiquities from the, HS, the ISIS like terrorist group. It turns out French intelligence knew all about this and was withholding information, and they may in fact have their own agent and blah, blah, blah. There was a lot of backstory happening, and Bess just kind of, even though Russell's been pleading with her to like find a diplomatic solution, she just kind of puts the hammer down and threatens the French foreign minister. And that's when the French president bails and blah, blah, blah. And Russell goes nuts. He just loses it with Bess. Like, he sacrificed his career. He's cut himself off from his party. Well, it's your own damn fault, Russell.
Actually, I liked that speech. I thought it was trying to humanize like inhuman politicos, but it gave you some idea of sort of Russell's motivation, you know, that this is all he has. He is just a political animal 24/7. And that if he, you know, and he's out on the limb with this like crazy third party presidential run. And so I kind of like that speech, Liam.
Okay. All right. Fair enough, Julie. Fair enough. So then Henry and Bess hatch a plan. And the president's in on it. And again, they're crossing a lot of storylines. But just to wrap up the France storyline, Bess breaks out some very good cognac, some very old cognac. They go up to the top of the Washington Monument, which I guess you can go up there now. I guess that's been fixed since that earthquake.
I hope there'd be an elevator, because that's a long way. But I guess there is.
I thought you claustrophobic just... looking at that thing, but they're up there. And they're up there. And they're sharing this cognac. She, you know, manages. I thought you could tell she's done some food service. The way she held those two cognac glasses, you know, in her finger and poured yes. that out while talking. That yeah. is the sign of someone that has done waitressing. And then she dangles being part of the Five Eyes Coalition.
Whoa. Did you love that, Leanne,
yes.
or what?
Yeah.
I totally want. I mean, no matter who you are as a country, you want to be in the Five Eyes Coalition just because that sounds so cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And she, you know, Five Eyes Coalition, that means she's going to share all foreign intelligence, the U.S. and France, but they have to maintain their position at NATO. Like, they cannot bail. And there's just deal making all over the place. I mean, Bess is on fire. Like, every time she turns around, she's got another suggestion for this. Again, no emails. She does not send a single email ever in any episode.
No.
She doesn't get on
text.
A cell phone. Yeah, she just...
She is all in person, and I like it. She is, you know, she is tough as nails. She does not back down, and she's not flustered when things don't initially go her way. You know, she won't take no for an answer. And I like how they've written her personal negotiating style, because
yeah.
it's tough, but at the same time, she's always looking to make some personal connection with whoever is her adversary.
Yeah. Okay.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay?
Yeah.
And that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz, my hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For
yeah.
millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS mm-hmm. isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leon and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros.
So now Black Dog Station is fired up again. You know, we're happy about this. Henry has, you know, become the archaeologist now. They're trying to link the antiquities thefts with funding of this ISIS terrorist group. And so they send in a beautiful French agent who gets nabbed. And it turns out she's sort of nabbed by her own people. And the French didn't share intelligence. And that's when Henry says the spy code transcends politics. Now, Julie, you lived among spies for many years in Moscow.
Yes, I did.
I can't. Yes. Is this what you found, that the spy code transcends politics?
No, Leon, not really. No, okay. I think, you know, everybody's on their own as a spy. You know, it's spy versus spy. You read Mad Magazine. That's how it works.
Okay. So there was a lot of back and forth with the French, and they got to go get this person, and she's safe. Is she really safe? And they think they can save the statues, but they can't send a drone in. And like, they make this decision, and then literally 4 seconds later, there's just a giant team on the ground. And where do all those generals go when they're not in that room?
I don't know.
Like 24 generals there watching this operation that Henry seemed to plan, like, as one man, Henry and Jose, two-guy planning team, 24 generals. They don't do much.
I think they just keep them in a corral, in a closet at the White House, and bring them out for the Situation Room. I got a little lost on that story, Ian. I felt like it got just a little too complicated.
Yeah.
When Henry was saving statues, I agree with you. It was great Indiana Jones moment. But this seemed to be some kind of derivative, you know, like, you know, I don't know. I didn't really care towards the end.
They got in there. They kind of had to wrap it up quickly. They've identified this possible new leadership in HS. And he, of course, is a former antiquities salesperson. So, you know, a lot of convenient overlapping storylines here. But the bottom line is, you know, they had the boots on the ground. They went in. They saved the statues. The agent was safe. You know, the antiquities were safe, and the fresh president's saved face, and everything was good. And now we know there's this international spy code. I'd like to see more of that. All right. On the home front, Julie, we had the threat to the McCord kids, the whole family. Someone's hacking into their emails, leaving threatening notes for them at school, pretending Jason has a gun. It's been pretty terrifying. And we had noted several times, like, why don't they spend more time on the kids' reaction? So this episode, we got a lot of the kids' reaction, that they are starting to freak out. You know, the fact that they're being tailed all the time, that they have bodyguards all the time, and no one seems to be doing anything or know anything, is starting to freak them out. So,
I mean, you have to say, I loved it that Bess and Henry seemed to be running the FBI in this episode, you know, and that is, and maybe we need Bess and Henry to go to Washington to run the FBI, but they were like setting up the whole operation. They're the only one that seems to be following up on leads. They're interviewing, you know, the various people that get arrested. I mean, they're running that. Those FBI agents didn't know what they were doing.
I know. So. It's true. There's a Bess is, you know, they're trying to just scare the pants off of Bess, basically, as it turns out. So she'll resign and get out of the way. And so they, you know, hire the poor maintenance guy to vandalize her office. And oh, there's more of this and more of that. But the high point was when Bess tried to cook scrambled eggs. I mean, how hard is it to cook scrambled eggs?
Well, I'll tell you how hard it is. Did you see the size of that milk carton they had on the counter? They had like a 2-gallon carton of milk. I was like, where did they find that prop? You know, I don't know where. Yeah, she was like brutalizing those eggs, Liam. That's all I can say. I mean, They were scrambled beyond recognition. That's nobody wanted to eat those.
Okay. All right. We saw a little bit of Allison. We haven't seen much of her this season. She said she's just going to power through, develop an ulcer, and then go into therapy. So, and then that was a funny line when Beth said, "Do you need to go to therapy?" Like, oh, yeah, great idea. So I didn't understand why the bodyguards were so embarrassing to her. I personally think it'd be excellent to have some bodyguards. And a driver, and that whole setup looks good to me. But it turned out that the hacker, the guy who's, you know, doing all the dirty tricks, was actually hired by Julius, the big donor. Okay,
I know that was a big disappointment to me. I just was hoping that it would have been a little more clever, like that it was, you know, the British boyfriend, or that it was, you know, it's the son and he was doing it to get some attention with his parents. I did just have the big fat billionaire donor be the guy. I mean, it was convenient and they could wrap it up. But it left me disappointed, Leanne.
Well, they did manage to do this whole, like, play it out, like theater, confront him in the hallway. And
yes,
it's Henry
like
and Bess at backstage at the state dinner. And the guy thinks he's going to get away with it. And, oh, you know, I don't want you around my candidates. And, you know, I do all the defense funding and you're some whack job environmentalist and blah, blah, blah. And then the president shows up and he gets arrested. That was a good, you know, theater. Political theater, I thought, but yeah, you know, they had to wrap up the storyline. So,
okay. So I shouldn't be as critical. No. Okay, fine. I agree. I agree with that. I'm glad they're not being stalked anymore. I'm glad the refrigerator will settle down. I would like to know how they did that with the refrigerator to get the ice, you know, throwing, you know, projectile ice going across the kitchen floor there.
That's a good point, Julia. It's maybe they'll reveal that. Maybe there's going to be a behind-the-scenes documentary on that. But then there was the good line, people coming through for you, it never gets old. So yeah. That's, you know, Beth had their good line there in the hallway. All right. So in general, it was kind of it wrapped up the big storyline of, you know, the antiquity spy getting kidnapped. It wrapped up the home storyline. And then we just had a lot of French things, which was excellent in this. All right. For now, the binder's full of blouses. Now, Julie, I just thought this was a spectacular clothing show. I liked the white blouse in the beginning, and she had that looped necklace. That was very simple. Again, I think that neckline would look good on you, that sort of pleated neckline.
That would look good on many people. I think everyone should get that blouse, Leanne. Everyone in America should get one of those blouses. That was lovely.
Okay. Then when she went to celebrate, you know, Lafayette, she had the red power blazer on and the eagle pin. And we had seen the red power blazer earlier when Blake brought it in, still in the, you know, still in its dry cleaning bag. And then she put it on sort of, you know, over the white blouse. That looked great. Looked great. Loved the red. Then she had a very funny sweatshirt on that you had to kind of look twice. It said Harvard Law, and then underneath it said "Just Kidding," and that's that was funny. Because I looked at it, I went, "Oh, she went to Harvard Law. Oh, just kidding. Oh, that's funny." Okay.
That was a good little detail. I like that.
And then finally, we're all waiting for the state dinner dress, and she comes out in another dress with a cape. Now, let's reference last season when she had that great cape dress, the black cape dress at a White House affair. This time, she comes out with this cape outfit that has all these embellishments on the epaulettes.
It's bejeweled, sort of like something you'd see from the J. Crew catalog, like big, big flowers and jewels all over it.
Yeah, I thought she might have borrowed that from Russian skater Yevgeny Plushenko. I mean, that just looked like a skating costume to me. It was so theatrical. So the dress was great. The hair, a disappointment.
Just because the hair was hanging down over the bejeweled stuff. Yeah. So you couldn't, she obviously needed to have an updo for it for that. I mean, but apparently didn't have time because she was, you know, working on all these deals and capturing a stalker. So she'd been pretty busy.
She'd been very busy. Yeah. So that's it. But a great show. Okay. Now let's just return to the bath scene one more time.
Okay. Just one more. Just swim around there. Do you think there'll be more scenes in the bathroom in future episodes?
I do. I think they're going to listen to things like this and, you know, see the comments on Twitter. It was very popular. So I think there was something particularly intimate about that scene that, you know, was, it was believable in many, many ways. And,
right,
you know, Tim Daly was in a towel and he looked just good in the towel, Julie. Let's just say he looked good in the towel.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And, you know, we want to see these domestic scenes between Henry and Bess. You know, we have them in the kitchen. Fine. But this, it seemed like they broke through. It's new territory. You know, sometimes they're making the bed together, you know, but this, I like them in the bathroom. So more of that. Yes.
Now,
please.
We know from the show, Russell said, something is the election happening in 3 weeks, like on the show, because it doesn't seem like they're campaigning enough, or the convention. What is happening in 3 weeks?
I know. I think it may be the election, Leanne.
Okay.
I'm not sure. We'll have to see. That's a detail. But yes, it does not seem like they have a big operation. But again, this is the White House. So you're supposed to have your election apparatus separate from governing the country. So we hope that they're, but we don't see a big campaign staff. I was happy that we saw more of the State Department staff in this episode.
Yes.
Everybody looked fabulous at the state dinner. Didn't you think,
yes,
Leanne?
Always.
I like Daisy's dress. Yes. I like Dean's dress.
Yeah.
Blake looks great in a tuxedo. I love that he served up that cafe au lait. He was testing out the coffees for the French delegation at the beginning of the episode. That was a cute little scene. So it was all good.
All right. So our election may be ending, but it looks like the election on Madam Secretary is heating up. All in all, the French Revolution, a fantastic episode. Julie, anything else to add? Any other commentary?
Nope. That is it. Other than please, please, Bess, we beg you, put your hair up. Okay. That's what we need to say.
Well, on the one hand, I just want to support her. You know, a lot of women, like, no matter what they accomplish, people talk about their hair, but it's sort of just so.
I know, you're right, Leanne.
It's kind of disgusting.
It is petty and trivial.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is, Julie. We should be ashamed of ourselves. And yet, we can't help it. And that's the good news, because it is just a TV show. I think we mentioned before, if she were the actual Secretary of State, we wouldn't be spending this much time on her hair. I think that's fair to say.
That's fair to say. It's just TV, and we love it.
All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. I'm Leanne. Julie, we have two shows. Other shows that we do weekly you can listen to. We have a Poldark recap that's happening right now, the PBS drama Poldark. And then we also do the regular Satellite Sisters show. So that happens. It's all at iTunes or Stitchers, or you can find us at satellitesisters.com. If you are new to Satellite Sisters, we have years of podcasts around that you can listen to. And we're happy that you found us through Madam Secretary, and give a listen to some of the other stuff we do. All right, Julie, enjoy your election day.
You too, sister.
Okay. Call your satellite sister.